Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav. We begin on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, about a third of the way down already, about 16, 17 lines down from the top. Remind ourselves, yesterday we had a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and the other Amoraim as to whether you make a separate bracha every time you sit in the sukkah. Rav Yochanan's opinion was, yes, that you do, and the other Amoraim said, no, you make the bracha just one time at the beginning. Sukkah is considered one long yontif, because you're always obligated to sit in the sukkah day and night. Now, we had a similar machlokas between Rebbe, the Tana Rav Yehuda Anasi, and the Chachamim, in regards to tefillin. Rebbe holds that even on one day, you can make multiple brachas on the tefillin. If you take them off, you put them on, you have to make a new bracha. Whereas the Chacham said, no, you make a bracha once each day. So we aligned Rav Yochanan with Rebbe, just like by Sukkah, you make multiple brachos, so too by the tefillin, you make multiple brachos. And the other opinion was aligned with the opinion of the Chacham. Now, we begin, again, a third of the way down, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, with the following statement. Itma, we learned in the Beis Medrash. Abaya Paskin, Dabaya Mai Hilchus Oki Rebbe. In regards to the Tefillin, we Paskin like Rebbe, and therefore we'll also Paskin like Rav Yochanan in regards to the Sukkah. However, Varava Amar Hilchus Oki Rabbanim. Rava says that the Halacha follows the Chachamim, that you only make the bracha once in the morning on Tefillin, and even if you put them on, take them off, you don't make additional brachos that day. Amar Rav Mari Berad Debash Shmuel, Rav Mari, who was the grandson of Shmuel, through Shmuel's daughter. He wasn't known after his father because Shmuel's daughter was taken into captivity and assaulted by her captors, and ultimately those captors did convert, and that captor was known as Isser Giura, and therefore the Gemara doesn't want to refer to Rav Mari as being the son of such a person. So Rav Mari is always referred to as the son of the daughter of Shmuel. In any event, he said, Chazino le l'rova, the lo ovid kishmaise. I myself saw that Rava, who paskined over here, that you only make one bracha in the morning on the tefillin, even if you take them off, put them on, take them off, put them on, you don't make another bracha. That's how he said is the halacha, but I saw himself not following that. He himself apparently retracted his opinion, and elo makdim v'koi, for oil of Beis Akise, in the morning when he would get up, he would go take care of his needs in the bathroom, and then he would go to shul, and he would put on his tefillin. The nofik umashli yidei umanach tefillin uvarach. After he left the bathroom, he would wash his hands and put on his tefillin and make the bracha. And then he would go daven. If he had to take off his tefillin to go to the bathroom another time during the day, that's what it means. Itzdrich zimnachrina. You have to go to the bathroom again. So he would go to the bathroom. Oil the base akise. The norfik. After he was done with the bathroom, he would leave the bathroom. They would wash his hands, put back on his tefillin, umanach tefillin, and umivarech. He made another bracha. So you clearly see that even though Rav said that halacha is like the rabbanan, that you don't make a bracha, in practice, he apparently retracted his opinion and held like Rebbe that you do, in fact, make a bracha each time. How do we paskin? The Gemara says, "Vanan nami ki Rebbe Avdino." We follow, in fact, the practice of Rebbe that if a person is taking off his tefillin and has a hesach hadas, which by definition in the bathroom you're not allowed to wear your tefillin, that is called a hesach hadas. So then we paskin like Rebbe, or mevarchim kol shiva, and we paskin in regards to the tefillin, and we're paskin in regards to making the bracha on the sukkah. We make a separate bracha each time you go into the sukkah, and if you had a hesach hadas, so then the next time you go back into the sukkah, you go make a new bracha. Both by tefillin and by sukkah, we paskin like Rebbe / Rav Yochanan. Omar Mazutra, Mazutra says, Chazina lele Rav Papi, I myself saw that Rav Papi, the whole emas, the manach tefillin, mevarech, every time he put on the tefillin, and he had a hesach hadas in between, so in that situation, he would go make a bracha. However, Rabbanon, devei Rav Ashi, the Rabbanon, the Rav Ashi, did one step even further, not only if they took it off, but kol emas de mishamshei buhu. Every time they touched their tefillin, they would make a bracha. Now, Tosos says that this is based upon the idea that a person has to constantly be aware of the tefillin. The mitzvah lemashmeish ben Tosos says in Dibro Maslo the whole emas the mashme mevorche. So every time you're touching your tefillin, you're reminding yourself that you shouldn't have hesach hadas, and therefore you would make a bracha. What bracha you would make? Tosos suggests this is the bracha that they used to have the custom that they would make when they would take off their tefillin. They would make a bracha, lishmor es chukov. Lishmor es chukov. We do not make this bracha today because we don't wear our tefillin all day long. But they would make this bracha when they would take off their tefillin at the end of the day. And he suggests that this is the bracha that they would make over here as well. Now, this is the understanding that every time they touched their tefillin, they would make the bracha. Others suggest that every time they readjusted their tefillin, to put them back into the right place. So sometimes the tefillin go out of the right place, and they're not, therefore, at that moment, you're not being yotzei with the mitzvah tefillin. Now you put it back into the right place. The shayrosh got moved away, so it's not between your eyes. You now go put it back in between your eyes. So that's what it means, kol emes de mamashme. Whenever they put it back from not being yotzei to being yotzei, they would make a new bracha. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. We make a separate bracha on the lulav every day. So each of the 7 days of Sukkot, it's not connected. So each day you make a separate bracha on the lulav, and that's al netilas lulav. Reshuvan Levi disagrees. Reshuvan Levi Amar Yom Rishon Mitzvahs lulav. Only on the first day is there the mitzvah lulav midaraisa in the gvulin. The rest of the days is only midarabanan, and therefore mikan veilach mitzvahs zekenim. It's only a mitzvah derabanan, and we don't make a bracha. We have a third opinion now. The Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kol Yoma Mitzvahs zekenim. Every day is a mitzvah zekenim, seeming to imply that even the first day is only midrabanan, v'afilu yom rishon, even the first day. Or it says, what? Well, kaimulon de yom rishon deraisa. Everybody says that yom rishon is a din deraisa, even in the gulin, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. How could Rabbi Yitzchak say that it's only mitzvah derabanan? So right, the Gemara says we made a mistake in understanding what Rabbi Yitzchak said. He didn't say, kol yoma mitzvah zekenim afilu yom rishon. What he really said was, ema bar yom rishon. The other days are, in fact, the days of the Rabbanim, but the first day is Daraisa. Shmuel says, so if this is what Rabbi Yitzchak said, how is he saying anything different than what Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said? Ihachi, if you're amending Rabbi Yitzchak's statement, then it's identical, hainu, to Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. It's the exact same thing, that the first day is Daraisa, you make a bracha, the other day is the Rabbanim, and the rabbis never set up a bracha. Shmuel says, you're right. So that's exactly what he said. Ema, don't just say Rabbi Yitzchak Omar as a separate statement. Say it as, yeah, he's agreeing with Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. Ema, v'chein Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said the same exact thing as Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, that only the first day, which is the Raisi, make a bracha. The other days, which are the Rabbanim, we don't make a bracha. And in fact, Shmuel says, v'yaf Rav Sovar Kol Shiva Mitzvah Slulav. Rav also held that all 7 days of Sukkot, each day you make a separate bracha, just like we attributed to Omar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav also held that way, that each day is a separate mitzvah. And we see this, the Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, a similar idea by Chanukah, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzorech Levarach. Each day that you light the Chanukah lift, which certainly is a mitzvah de Rabbanan, you make a bracha. So too, just like by Chanukah, each day you make a separate bracha, Rav holds that since it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, that you make a separate bracha each day. So we have Rav, we have Shmuel, and we also have, previously we learned the opinion of Ravin, Omar, Rav Yochanan, also held that we make a separate bracha each day, and that is, of course, the way we paskin. Rav Yirmiyahu Omar, Haroa Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorech Levarach. Since we mentioned the din by Chanukah, so we'll add additional din about Chanukah over here as well. If somebody sees the Ner Shel Chanukah, he's walking in the street, and Rashi points out he hasn't yet made the bracha in his own house, so he makes the bracha when he sees the Ner Chanukah of somebody else, he makes a bracha. Maimavarach, what bracha does he make? Some Rav Yehuda says, on the first day, Yom Rishon, if he hasn't yet lit the Chanukah licht, and he sees his neighbor has lit the Chanukah licht, so Yom Rishon, Hamadlik Mevarach Shalosh. On the first day, when you're lighting yourself, you make the bracha Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, you make the bracha Shasu Nisim, and on the first day, you make the bracha Shechianu. So the person who's actually lighting makes the three brachas, as we know. But if you're just visualizing this, you have not yet lit yourself. And Haroa, if you just see somebody else's Chanukah licht being already lit, so then Mevarach Shtayim, you make the two brachos. You can't make a Sher Kishon Mitzvah Tovah Sivanot Lahadlik because you didn't do Lahadlik Ner, but you can make the two brachos on the first day of Sha'asu Nisim and Shechianu. Mikan Ve'elich, on the other nights, once you made the Shechianu, so the person who is lighting Madlik Mevarach Shtayim, he makes Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and he makes the Sha'asu Nisim. And somebody who just sees this Veroah, who hasn't yet fulfilled his mitzvah himself, the Roah just makes one bracha, Mevarach Achas. And what is that bracha? My Mevarach. Baruch atah Hashem al-Kenem al-Cholam. Gemara always uses the shorthand Baruch when it means the full Shem u'Malchus. We have a famous machlokas, Rav and Rav Yochanan. So whether you always must say Shem and Malchus to be a complete bracha, and we paskin that in order to be a complete bracha, you do say both Shem u'Malchus. So Baruch atah Hashem al-Kenem al-Cholam, Asher Kishon Mitzavet Zivonu, Lahadlik Ner, Shel Chanukah. Again, the Shel is in parentheses, a big machlokas. Do you say Shel Chanukah as one word? Do you not say it? Do you say it as two words? Again, diukim in the bracha for a different time, not for now, but that is the bracha that you make. The Hechon Sivanu, where in the Torah does it say that we're commanded to go and light the Chanukah licht? It doesn't. Of course, Chanukah is not in the Torah. It's a din de Rabbanan. So how can we say, Asher Kishon Mitzvot Sivanu? So the Gemara says, no, because if the rabbis institute something, it's really based upon a deraisa. All mitzvahs of the Rabbanim really have their foundation, their basis in the deraisa. So v'heichon sivanu, it comes from the pasuk milo sasur. The famous pasuk tells us, apiyat Torah asher yerucho v'al ha-mishpat asher yom l'cho taseh, lo sasur min ha-dover asher agidu l'cho yuminu smo, that we have an obligation to follow what the rabbis say. And therefore, it's as if it's a din deraisa that the Torah tells us, follow what the rabbis say. Lo sasur, don't deviate from what the rabbis say. That's the diuk of the first opinion. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok says, no, it's a slightly different pasuk. Shal avicha v'yagedcha zikeinecha v'yomulach. So therefore, you go and ask your father what to do. In other words, you go and see what Chazal tell you to do. Now, the next part, the Marshal deletes, mostly because it's not essential to our understanding of Gemara, because we're not really dealing with the Hilchos of Chanukah. It's not wrong, so we'll read it. Maimamayit, when we said before that on the second night, on the third night, and beyond the first night, so you make one less bracha, whether you're the balabayis lighting or whether you're the person just seeing it, you make one less bracha. So my, what bracha do you not make? It's mine. You don't make the shechianu. Mark questions this and says, maybe not. Emor, memayit neis. Maybe you still make a shechianu, but you just don't make the shalsa nisim. Shmuel says, no, that can't be. Neis, koyoma isei. The neis occurred every day. The famous kasha of the Beis Yosef, which we have 100 terutzim to. How come Chanukah is 8 days? There was enough oil to last for one day, so why do we say that there was 8 days of miracles? There was only 7 days of miracles. So there are 100 answers given to this famous question of the Beis Yosef. It was asked actually by many others even before the Beis Yosef, but the Beis Yosef is the one that popularized this question in any event, because each day was a nace. However, it worked out that even the first day was a nace as well. So therefore, since each day was a nace, you make a separate bracha shas and nisim each day. But Shechianu, Baruch Hashem, we reached this point in the year, so that you only make one time, not every single day. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Masne Lo Behedya, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok would go and teach us Rav's opinion in regards to the Luluv, and he said, Omar Rav, Kol Shiva Mitzvahs Luluv. He said that Rav Beferish said, not that we only have it as a diuk, that Rav said, by Chanukah you make a separate bracha, so Mistama, by the Luluv you also make a separate bracha. That's how we had it till now. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he said, Masne Lo Behedya, Rav said it Beferish, Omar Rav, Kol Shiva Mitzvahs lulav, that all 7 days there is a mitzvah to make a separate bracha on the lulav one time each day. Now we go back. We had a brisa earlier. Now we're going to learn the brisa in its entirety. Tana Rabban, we learned in the brisa, Osa sukkah liatzmo, when a person makes the actual sukkah, so he has the right at that point, even though it's not yet yantiv, to say the bracha of Shechianu. Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Kemach Lama Shechshon Zavtzivanu Shechianu V'kiimonu V'yonu Zmanazeh. Omer Baruch Shechianu V'chule. He makes the bracha of Shechianu. That's before it's sukkahs, but when he's making the sukkah. We don't follow this minhag, but the din is, if you technically made the shechianu, then you wouldn't make a separate shechianu on the sukkah. Nichnas leishi, but now it's the first night of sukkah, so you go in to sit down in the sukkah, to be yotzei the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, then you make the bracha of leishi basukkah. Omer, baruch atah Hashem kemach lama shechshon zavtzivanu leishi basukkah. Omer, baruch asher kiddushanu v'chule. You make the bracha of leishi basukkah. Similarly, if your sukkah was already made from previous years and you didn't do anything to it, so then you wouldn't make a new bracha of Shechianu. However, if you're able to do something to it, there's some action that you did to make it, quote, new, then you make the bracha mevarach Shechianu. Imlav, but if you weren't able to add anything to it, it's fully up there from every year, and you don't do anything to it, so then you don't make a separate Shechianu before Sukkot. But on Sukkot, l'cheshayikones, leishibba, when you go to sit in the Sukkah, mevarach shtayim, then you can make the bracha of leishibba Sukkah and the Shechianu. Now, our custom is that we do exactly that. We don't make a separate Shechianu on the Sukkah. We make Kiddush on the first night of the Sukkah, so we make the Kiddush for the Yom, as well as we include in that, in our mind, we include that as a Shechianu on the Sukkah. That's why it's a nafkamina. If a person, for whatever the reason, didn't sit in the Sukkah when he made the Shechianu, it was pouring rain, and he made the Shechianu outside the Sukkah, so then when you go and make the Shechianu the next day on the lulav, so you should have in mind that the Shechianu should also go on the sitting in the sukkah. Alternatively, when you go sit in the sukkah, the next time you are allowed to make a Shechianu. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Chazina le l'Rav Kahana. I myself saw Rav Kahana. I myself saw Rav Kahana, that he made both the Shechianu and the Leishe Basukkah as well as the Kiddush, all together on the cup of the Kiddush. In other words, this is our minhag today. We follow this. We don't make a separate Shachriyanu for the Sukkah. We include, when we make the Shachriyanu in the Kiddush, the Yontif, the Shachriyanu is for the Yontif, as well as for the Sukkah. Tadar Rabban, we have another brisa. Ha'ilufan of Mrs. Harbe. This brisa talks about if a person has multiple mitzvahs to do. Rashi says, what do you mean multiple mitzvahs to do? Mrs. Harbe. So he says, Lito Lulav. You have the opportunity to take the lulav, leisha b'sukkah, to sit in the sukkah, l'haniach tefillin, to put on your tefillin, and l'sati b'tzitzis. You have these four mitzvahs to do. The simple understanding of Rashi is that you're doing all four of them at the same time. Many want to bring a raya from here that Rashi wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because when would you take the lulav and sit in the sukkah? The only time you would do that is on Sukkot. Now, on Yontif, certainly you don't wear tefillin, so it must be talking about Chol HaMoed. And therefore, Rashi seems to suggest that you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's if you understand that all four of these came at the same opportunity. However, there are many others that disagree with this reading of Rashi, and they say Rashi's telling us two things over here. When you have mitzvahs harbi in front of you, for example, lito lulav and leisha basukkah, you have those two mitzvahs to do, period. Or alternatively, another time, nothing to do with sukkahs, when you have l'niach tefillin and l'sati batzitzis, so you have two mitzvahs to do. So the two sections of Rashi over here are two separate sections, and you can't bring us a riot from Rashi that he wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. In any event, when you have these multiple mitzvahs to do, either two mitzvahs to do at a time or four mitzvahs to do at a time, depending how you read the Rashi. So what should a person do? So the Braisa says you make one bracha, a generic bracha, Baruch, again, Atah, Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Hashem, Shem, Tzavet, Zivanu, Ala mitzvahs. You don't specify each mitzvah. You say, I'm about to do multiple mitzvahs, two mitzvahs, four mitzvahs, and therefore you make a bracha, a generic bracha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the privilege that you commanded us to do mitzvahs. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama, this Braisa. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is famous for his shita that we try to make as specific bracha as possible. We found this in the Gemara in Brachos, where we deal with making separate brachos on different vegetables. So Rabbi Yehuda had separate brachos for some of the vegetables, different classes of vegetables. So Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevorach al kol achas v'achas v'fnei atzmo. No, we don't lump all of them together and make a generic al hamitzos type of a bracha, but and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we make a separate bracha on each mitzvah. So if you have in front of you to put on your tefillin and to put on your tzitzis, you make a separate bracha on each one. Okay, that's the opinion of Yehuda. Amar Zera, others say Vitem Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, either Rabbi Zera or Rabbi Chanina Papa said, we paskin Hilchasa ki Rabbi Yehuda, which is in fact the way that we do paskin. Furthermore, that was one statement of Rav Zera. We'll have another statement of Rav Zera. Rav Zera v'tem Rav Chanina bar Papa. Either it was Rav Zera or Rav Chanina bar Papa. My time of the what was the rationale behind Rav Yehuda making this statement that you make separate bracha on each one? Because the pasuk tells of the siv Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lanu Hakel Yishua Seinu Sela. A pasuk from Tehillim, and this pasuk says that we have to praise Hashem Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. What does that mean? Yom Yom. What does it mean? We only bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the daytime. We don't make brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night. Yom Yom seems to possibly indicate that you only make brachas by the day, but that can't be. So what does the pasuk mean when it says Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? Ela bo lo maloch to teach us b'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein birchosav, that every day we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for various things, each one separately. As Rashi says, Shal Shabbos, Me'en Shal Shabbos, Shal Chol, Me'en Shal Chol, Shal Yontif, Me'en Shal Yontif, Hama'ora. So you have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, for every day, something unique and special, particular to that time, to that day. So too over here, Ho'chanami, Bechol Dovah V'Dovah, Tein Lo Me'en Birchosav. So when you're making a separate bracha on each mitzvah, this is a fulfillment of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Each one deserves its own special mitzvah. Don't lump them all together. Make a bracha. Shekhet Shem Mitzvot Zivanu Al HaMitzvos. Make a separate bracha on the tefillin, a separate bracha on the tzitzis, a separate bracha on the lulav, a separate bracha on sitting in the sukkah. And this is, of course, how we paskin. Another statement from either of Zera or Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. V'yama Rabbi Zera, V'yitema Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Bo ure'e, come and see. Look how different HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the divine king, is different from human beings. Midas Bas V'Dam, the way it works in this world, in the physical world. If you have a kli reikon, if you have an empty kli, we turn to Memvav Omid Beis, so then this empty kli can be added things to it. Machzik, you can go and put things into it. As Rashi says, Mashin Nosin L'Socho, an empty vessel you can fill up. However, if you have a kli mole, if the kli is full, you can't add anything more to it. It will overflow. It will spill over. That's in this world. That's the physical characteristics of boss of a dom. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. Avomidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally different. Paradoxically, if a kli is mole, meaning if a person is filled with Torah, machzik, so then he can actually have more Torah put into it. But if a person is empty, a reikon, an empty person, he can't learn so well because there's nothing to, so to say, attach to. So therefore, it's paradoxically the opposite. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the person is suffused with Torah, so then he can take more Torah in. If a person is empty from Torah, he can't take Torah in so well. Shenemar, this is based upon the Pasuk. Now here in Al Masechta, we have one Pasuk. This Gemara is found elsewhere. You can see this in the Mesoras HaShas, Os Aleph, where this is found Gemara in Brachos, and he says there they used a slightly different Pasuk. So okay, some change the gears around here that have the same exact Pasuk. We'll just keep the gears that we have. It says over here, the Pasuk Shenemar, V'yor im shamoa tishma, Bekol Hashem Elokecha, that's what the Megomer is. Lishmor Lassos is called Mitzosah, Vesher Anuchi Mitzavach HaYom, Unesonuch Hashem Elokecha, El Yon, Al Kol Goyei HaOretz. So this Pasuk tells us, Im Shamoa Tishma. What does that mean? Im Shamoa, if you have already listened, so Tishma, you'll be able to listen to more. In other words, if you're Mole, if you're filled with Torah, you can have more Torah put in. However, v'im lav, if you don't have Torah inside of you, if you haven't learned Torah, some say if you don't chazi your Torah, lo tishma, it's going to be very difficult for you to learn more Torah. That's the first understanding over here. Rashi says, according to this first understanding, im lav, if you didn't learn Torah, it means shelo itisa ozem bial du sech lishmo. When you're a younger person, if you didn't try to learn Torah, so then it's going to be much more difficult as an older person to go and learn Torah. That's the first version of it. Dover Acher, alternatively, Im Shamoa B'Yoshon, if you listened to your Torah over and over again, Rashi says, Mechazer Al Talmudcha Sheshamata, if you chazer over your learning, so then, Tishma B'Chodesh, you'll be successful in learning more. As Rashi says, Tischakim Bo, you'll understand that Torah, and that will allow you, Lohavim Dvarim Chadoshim, Mitok Dvarim Yishonim, that you'll be able to understand the new things based upon the principles and the ideas in the Torah that you've already learned. So, Im Shamoa B'Yoshon, Tishma B'Chodesh, by knowing your previous Torah and chazering it and making sure you understand it, that will allow you to learn better. V'im yifne levavcha, however, if you follow a different pasuk that says v'im yifne levavcha v'lo sishma, and you don't listen, you turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi says, l'siyayish al mashalamata, you give up hope for trying to remember what you learned. In other words, kvar milachzor olav, you don't go and review your learning. So then, shuv lo tishma, it's going to be very difficult for you to learn. As Rashi says, Mishatifna libcha levatola, once you battle Torah and you don't go chazer over what you learned, shuv ein mashmin oscha, it's going to be very difficult for you to learn based upon this pasuk, im yifne levavcha v'lo sishma. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we have two ways to understand this. It says, miyat tinokos uchule, it says that the adults grabbed from the children, from the hands of the children, or others explained that it was miyad, immediately afterwards the children went and ate their esrogim. Either the adults grabbed the children's esrogim and ate them, or that the children ate their own esrogim. In any event, Amar Rav Yochanan says about this, esrog by shvi osar. Rav Yochanan tells us that the esrog is huktzo l'mitzvoso the entire day, and therefore, on the entire seventh day, even though you've already fulfilled the mitzvah, and you don't need to do the mitzvah again, so nevertheless, the esrog is also is huksol misfaso all the seventh day, and you can't eat it all day seven. However, on Shemini Atzeres, when there is no mitzvah of the lulav of an esrog, it's not huksol misfaso, but Shemini Atzeres mutter. This is an Eretz Yisrael, but there's only 7 days of Sukkot and 1 day of Shemini Atzeres. Then he tells us, Rav Yochanan continues, he says, Sukkah, however, afilu b'shmini asura. The sukkah is not allowed to be used for firewood. Let's say you want to burn something, so you could take your sukkah. Your sukkah was going to go into the garbage after sukkahs anyway. It's not a year-long sukkah. It's not going to stay. And you're going to take those branches, and you want to go cook on shmini atzeret. So you're allowed to, in pure din. But if it's the sukkah that you're using as the firewood, then it's also to use it on shmini atzeret, Rav Yochanan tells us. Sukkah, afilu b'shmini asura. Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish Omar, no. Esrog, afilu b'shvi, nami mutter. Certainly the sukkah is permissible on the eighth day, but he says that the esrog is permissible even on the seventh day after you yotzi the mitzvah. It's only huktzah for the mitzvah, but not huktzah for all day long. So what are they actually arguing about? I already told you. B'maikam iflagi. Marisov, Reish Lakish says, le mitzvah is katzoi. It's only for the mitzvah was it set aside. Once you perform the mitzvah, then you are allowed to go and eat the etzrog, not a problem. Well, Marisov, Rav Yochanan says, no, it's set aside that entire day for the mitzvah, and even though you've already accomplished the mitzvah, it's still hooked to the mitzvah also for that entire day. Now, Reish Lakish goes in Esav Yochanan from our Mishnah. Esav Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, our Mishnah said, they would go take the lulav from the children, they would take their esog and they would eat it. Now, my lav, who are then, doesn't this imply that the esog is permissible, not only from the children's esogim, but the adults mistama would do the same thing? So, Kash on you, Rav Yochanan, how can you say that it's huktzul mitzvah all day long? So Rav Yochanan would answer, lo, read the Mishnah carefully. Tinokos davka. It only said they took it from the tinokos. And in fact, the adult esrogim would in fact be also all day. The children, it's the whole thing is only chinuch. It's not really designated for the mitzvah. And therefore, once it's been used, so then you can go and eat it, do whatever you want with it. But the adult esrogim are hoksul and mitzvah so all day long, even though you fulfill the mitzvah. In fact, some had this not as a kasha from Reish Lakish to Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan answered. Some had it as a kasha from Rav Yochanan to Reish Lakish. Ikad the Amri Eser Rav Yochanan to Reish Lakish. Others learned that Rav Yochanan Eser Reish Lakish. Look at our Mishnah. Miyada Tinokos Shomtin Eslovein V'Ochlin Esrogein. It says only from the children did they take the Esrogim. Implication being Tinokos in Gedolim Lo, and that the adults their Esrogim were hooked to them all day long. Like I said, Rav Yochanan, kasha new Reish Lakish. So how would Reish Lakish understand the Mishnah? No, Reish Lakish would say, "Hu adin dafilu gedolim." The din is really that the gedolim's esrogim could also have been eaten. Why did it say the children's esrogim? Because urcha demilsa k'tani. If you start taking adults' esrogim, you're going to get into fights. But the children, they're not going to be able to sort of say stand up to you. So therefore, if you would go take their esrogim, that was the normal way that it was done, because it wouldn't lead to all sorts of fights if you took the adults' esrogim. But technically, the adults' esrogim as well, once the mitzvah was performed with them, so they no longer hooked to the mitzvah. So, Amalei Rav Papa Li Abaye, Rav Papa said to Abaye, according to Rav Yochanan, Li Rav Yochanan, who says that it's hooked to the mitzvah, so how come the lulav and esrog are usher on the seventh day, but they're permissible on the eighth day, as we said, on Shmini Atzeres, but the sukkah, we said, is not permissible, not only on the seventh day, but not even on the eighth day. So that's the question the Rav Papa is asking to Abaye. Why is there a difference between sukkah and lulav? L'Rav Yochanan, Maishno sukkah, Maishno esrog. Why is the sukkah forbidden on Shmini Atzeres, and the esrog is permitted on Shmini Atzeres? So that's what Rav Papa asked to Abaye, and Amalei. Abaye says, because sukkah, the chazi l'bein ha-shmoshos. Guess what? Every time you eat, you're supposed to eat in the sukkah. So you can't just say, well, I ate already on the seventh day of sukkahs on Hoshana Rabbah, and therefore I'm potter from the sukkah. No, if you get hungry and you want to eat again, so you should eat in the sukkah. So sukkah, the chazi l'bein ha-shmoshos. If you get hungry in the afternoon, right before the seventh day is about to be over, so guess what? You need your sukkah. Even in the bein ha-shmoshos period of time, it's a suffix. Is it really the seventh day of sukkah now, or is it already the eighth day? So the eat is srami le-sudasa. If you want to eat at that point in time, boy, meisav begavah. You have to go and sit in the sukkah, umechal bigavah, or mechal ba bigavah, and you have to go eat in the sukkah. So therefore, your sukkah is actually, so to say, hooked to the mitzvah, so even bein hashmashos. And we have a famous rule, and iskatzi levein hashmashos, migud iskatzoi levein hashmashos, iskatzoi lekuli yom adishmini. So therefore, it's set aside. We have this in Hilchos Shabbos. It's actually a slightly different understanding of how it works in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, but the principle of the idea is the same. Since this sukkah is designated for its mitzvah even during the bein hashmashos period of time, so therefore, it's as if it's also the entire eighth day, and you can't use your sukkah to make firewood to go cook with on Shmini Atzeres. That's in regards to the sukkah, because Rav Yochanan says you need it during the bein hashmashos period of time, and therefore iskatzoi lebein hashmashos iskatzoi lekuli yom adishmini. However, the esrog lo chazi lebein hashmashos, as Rashi points out, you already yotze the esrog in the morning, so the bein hashmashos comes around, it's not huktzol lemitzvaso. No, it's huktzol for the entire day, but you can't say that it's huktzol lemitzvaso during the bein hashmashos period of time because you already were yotze. And therefore, esrog the lo chazi lebein hashmashos, the esrog you can't use during the bein hashmashos, as Rashi says, shari mitzvasa was accomplished mishiyotzo bo b'shachris, and talking about that you already yotze during shachris time. So therefore, lo iskatzoi lebein hashmashos, it's not designated set aside for the mitzvah during the bein hashmashos period of time. And therefore, since it's not huktzol mitzvasa during the bein hashmashos period of time, lo iskatzoi lekuli yom adishmini. Therefore, it is not set aside during the eighth day, and if you want to, you can eat the esrog on Shmini Atzeres, but you can't use the wood of the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That was the opinion that Rav Papa asked Abaye, and Abaye explained how Rav Yochanan would learn. However, Levi Yomar, Levi said, esrog afilu b'shmini yoser. Levi disagreed with this and said, no, you can't use the Esrog during the Bein HaShemashos period of time because it's Muktza, because of the seventh day. So therefore, it's also now Muktza on the eighth day. And you can't eat the Esrog on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Levi said. Vavua de Shmuel, but it's Bar Pukla, Shmuel's father, Vavua de Shmuel, said Esrog Bashvi is Aser, Bashmini Mutter. No, like we said for Rav Yochanan, that the Esrog is only Aser on the seventh day, but since you were Yotze in the morning, it's just Hutza for the rest of the day, according to Rav Yochanan. But therefore, it's not Huktzah of Bein HaShemashos, and on the eighth day it is permissible. So this was Levi's opinion and Avuah d'Shmuel's opinion. Now, subsequently, Avuah d'Shmuel retracted his opinion. Kam Avuah d'Shmuel b'shitasi de Levi. As Rashi says, he retracted. Chazar bo midvarav v'yomer k'Levi. He said, Taka, I think we were wrong, and that, in fact, the Esrog would be usher on Shmini Atzeres as well. But, Kam Rabbi Zeira, but Rabbi Zeira took up the opinion that Avu d'Shmuel had rejected and said, no, that it's only also on the seventh day, but it's not also on the eighth day. And why is that? The Amar Rabbi Zeira, Esrog Shenivsula, also Liochla Kol Shiva. He says that the Esrog that became possible, so it was Huxel Mitzvah for all 7 days of Sukkot. You can't use it all 7 days of Sukkot, but we don't say during the Bein HaShemashos. So the seventh day, it's therefore going to be also on the eighth day as well. Rashi points out that Reb Zeira's din, which sounds like it's Avuah d'Shmuel's din, which Avuah d'Shmuel had rejected, is adding actually on a Revusa. Rashi says over here that Revusa, no kanidi, Ramasal Esrog Shenifsula, he says he's adding on an additional din, Reb Zeira. Dafilu Nifsula Asura Kol Shiva. Even if it only became Pasul, it's still Asur all 7 days, because when it was originally designated to be your Esrog, Mitrilo L'Shiva Huktza. However, Avu b'Shmini Atzeres, Muteres. It isn't set aside under Shmini Atzeres, and therefore, Rabbi Zeira's opinion is, like we originally had for Avuah d'Shmuel, that you're allowed to go and use it on the eighth day. And that was the opinion that we had for Rav Yochanan as well, as explained by Abaye to Rav Papa. Another statement from Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Zeira, Lolikne Inish Hoshana Liyanuka. Now here, again, I mentioned previously several times, Hoshana could be sometimes talking about the Hoshana, the Arava, and sometimes it means the whole bundle itself. Here it means the whole bundle itself, the Lulav, the Esrog, and the Hadassim. So when a person goes and is giving over to his children the Dalet Minim to go and be Yotzei the Mitzvah as part of Chinuch for his younger children under the age of Bar or Bas Mitzvah, Lolikne Inish Hoshana Liyanuka, don't give it over as a full-fledged gift to the young child, because if you do this on the first day of Yontif, Biyom Tovo Kama, on the first day of Yontif, you're not going to be able to ever get it back and fulfill the Lekachtim Lochem aspect that you must fulfill. So once an adult has used it and doesn't need it anymore, Gizonte, give it to the child. But let's say a husband is using the Lulav and Esrog, and his 10-year-old kid is in shul with him, and he gives it over to the 10-year-old kid, but his wife still wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog. He has a bar mitzvah age son, it's davening in a later minyan, and he wants to go and fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog with that Lulav and Esrog, so then you're going to have a problem. My time, what's the problem? The Yanuka Mikna Kani, as Rashi explains, the rabbis gave the power for a young child to be Konis something, otherwise it would be Hefker, and that would lead a lot of fights. If a young child was carrying a $10 bill, somebody could just walk up to him and take it from him. So the rabbi said, no, he has Halachic Midrabanan been Kona that $10 bill, so you can't just grab it from him. So this young child, under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, was now Kona this Lulav and Esrog Midrabanan. But Aknuye Lo Makne, but he can't then give it back to somebody else. And therefore, if somebody were to take this from the child willingly gives it back to his father, gives it to his older brothers above the age of Bar Mitzvah, that person, at least according to this understanding, would not be able to be Yotzi, because on the first day you require Lochem, and it still belongs to the Katan, because the Katan can only accept, but he can't give it back. Others say, no, that's only talking about a young child, but a Katan that's reached a certain age does have the halachic ability to give it back. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that we should be machmir, like the simple understanding of this, that when you're giving over your lulav and esrog to your child, make sure that all the adults, everybody's above the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah on the first day, has already been yotze, because once you give it over to your child, you're not going to be able to get it back. Another member from Rav Zeira, the Omer Rabbi Zeira, another thing. Since we're talking about children, he says another thing about children. Lolema inish liyanuka, be careful that when you're raising your children, you don't say to your children, the Ivna Lechomidi, I'm going to give you something, the Lo Yavle, and then not give it to them. That's terrible chinuch. Mishum to Osi Lag Muri Shikwa, he's going to learn to lie. He says, gee, my father said he's going to give me this, and then he didn't give it to me, so that must be an acceptable type of behavior. And Shanema, the Pasuk says, Limdu Lishonim Devar Sheker, you're going to teach your young children, Rachmona Litzlan, to lie by you yourself not acting in an erlich way. If you promise something, you should fulfill that promise. Now, This machlokis that we just had between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we'll see, is also a machlokis between Rav and Rav Asi. Ubepluksa, the Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish, this machlokis, do you say that the esrog is also all day long, like Rav Yochanan, or do you say it's only osur until you do the mitzvah? But once you do the mitzvah, it's mutter even on the seventh day. This machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is paralleled by machlokas between Rav and Rav Asi. The Itmar. Hif reshiva esrogim l'shiva yomim. If a person set aside seven esrogim for the 7 days, there is a beautiful custom that people exchange their arava each day because their arava gets withered very easily. And they put in nice, fresh, new aravas every day. So this person set aside a separate esrog each day. Once it was already used, it gets a little bit less beautiful, so he wanted a separate esrog each day. So he was mafrish shiva esrogim l'shiva yomim. So now, Amar Rav, Rav tells us, that's the girsa that we have. Some of the mafarshim switch it around and say that what we have here is Rav is really Ravasi, and what we have here Ravasi is really Rav. And that's because Rav and Rav Yochanan together, if they both paskin in some way, we certainly would paskin like both of them. The halach is that Rav against Rav Yochanan, we actually pass like Rav Yochanan, even though he wasn't as great as Rav, but in any event, here it would be Rav would be arguing with Rav Yochanan, some switch it around to have Rav agreeing with Rav Yochanan. In any event, we'll just keep the gear so that we have Amar Rav, kol achas v'yachas yotzei bo v'yochel li'alter. Exactly like Reish Lakish said, once you fulfill the mitzvah, so it's not hooked for the rest of that day. It's not hooked for the rest of that yontif, like we just brought down the more machmer opinion of Rabbi Zeira. So Rav, according to our gear, so holds like Reish Lakish. Each day, the esrog that's used is now mutter once you fulfill the mitzvah. Ochla le'alter. But Rav Asi, according to the gears that we have, he says like Rav Yochanan, Amar kol achas v'yachas, yotzi bo v'ochla le'mochar. Each day, it's hooked so le'mitzvah for the rest of that day, but not for all 7 days, because you had a separate one for each day. So this one was only designated for the first day. And therefore, as soon as the first day is over, you can eat the first day's esrog, but not on the first day itself. Now, what are they arguing about? Michael Miflagi. So again, the same exact thing that we just said between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan is the machlokas here between Rav and Rav Asi. Mar Sovar, according to the Gersa, we have it's Rav who says Sovar lemitzvah so itzketzoy only until you do the mitzvah. Once you do the mitzvah, you can eat it. And the other opinion, Rav Asi, Mar Sovar lechule yoma itzketzoy. It was designated for 1 day. He had 7 esrogim. Each esrog was only for 1 day, and therefore, as soon as that day is over, you can eat it, but not during that day. Now, we paskin, as I mentioned, that the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, and according to the Girsa that we flipped around Rav to be what Rav Asi says, it would pass in like Rav and Rav Yochanan. In any event, that's in Eretz Yisrael when there's only 7 days of Sukkot and then 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara now asks, Vanan, Dislan, Tre Yome, but we have Sveka de Yoma, we have Yontif Sheni Shogolios, so what is the status? We had said, according to one opinion, the esrog is hooked so the beina shmashos, so it's not permissible on the entire 8th day. Or what about the 9th day? So hechi avdina, what about us? The esrog and the sukkah on the 9th day. What is the halacha? So Amar Abaye says, in regards to the esrog shmini safek shvi on the 8th day, which maybe in chutz laris is really the 7th day sveka de yoma, what we call shmini atzeres maybe is really hoshana rabba. So it's osur since it's possible that it's still the 7th day. And Rav Yochanan says that the esrog is osur all 7 days. So you can't use it on the 8th day as well, because maybe the 8th day is really the 7th day. But on the 9th day, on what we call Simchas Torah in Chutz Laretz, Chi, which is Sofik Shmini, maybe it's the 8th day, so then it's certainly Mutter, according to this opinion. Because at worst, it's the 8th day, and the 8th day is only Machlokes as to whether it's Osir or not. So therefore, on the 9th day, it's certainly going to be okay. That is the opinion of Abaye. Mereimer, though, is much more Mekel. Mereimer Amar, Afilu Shmi, Sofik Shvi, even on the 8th day, which is a Sofik, maybe it's a 7th day, it's already Mutter in that situation. How do the different communities in Babel act? So Basura Avdik Mameira, in Surah, they follow the more lenient opinion of Maremar, and Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi Avdik Abaye, but Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi, he followed the more stringent opinion that Abaye brought down, and the Hilchasar Kabaye. And the Gemara concludes, we in fact paskin like Abaye. Gemara now begins a discussion on a very fascinating machlokas that we have in the Jewish community, and that is, what is the status of eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz? Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, there is no shaila. It is definitely not sukkahs. It is Chag Bifnei Atzma. It's a separate day, and there is no eating in the sukkah in Eretz Yisrael and Shmini Atzeres. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's a suffix whether it's Shmini Atzeres or a suffix whether it's Shvi. Really, it's the 7th day of sukkah. It's really Hoshana Rabbah, and therefore, what do we do? So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Berei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. Yehuda was the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, said over the name of Rav. in Chutz Laretz, when the eighth day, Shmini, is Safik Shvi, it's a Safik whether it's really the eighth day or whether it's the seventh day, so he paskins Shvi L'Sukkah, that you have all the dinim of Sukkah as if it was the seventh day, and in regards to the bracha, Ushmini L'Bracha, in other words, that you make a separate bracha for it being Yom Shmini Atzeres, that it is a day, the different neschos as to what exactly is the nusach, Yom Shmini Chag, what says is there, Yom Shmini Atzeres Chag, all different neschos, but you mention specifically that it's not Sukkos anymore, and you don't say Chag HaSukkos, you say Shmini Atzeres. Likewise, you make a separate Shechianu. There's a whole famous Pazer Koshev that in six dinim, it is considered a separate yontiv than Sukkos. In any event, that is the opinion of Yehuda, brother of Shmuel Bar Shilas, in the name of Rav. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan Amar, Shmini Atzeres is considered Lozeh V'Lozeh. It's considered like the eighth day in both in regards to Sukkah and in regards to requiring its own special Yontif Bracha. Now, what exactly does this mean? So Gemara tells us, in regards to sitting in the Sukkah, Meisav, so Kuli Yama Lo Pligi D'Yasvinan. Everybody, both the opinion of Yehuda, Bray the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, as well as the opinion of Rav Yochanan, is that you must sit in the Sukkah on what is in Chutz Laretz called Shmini Atzeres, but it may be really Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkos. Kule Ama Lo Pligi D'Yasvinan. The Gemara states clearly that everybody says you must sit in the Sukkah in Chutz Laretz on Shmini Atzeres. Where is there a machlokis over here? Ki pligi, they're arguing, return to Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, in regards to the bracha, Levaruche. According to the first opinion of Yehuda, who said it over in the name of Rav, Leman di Omar, Lishvi, Lisukkah, the first opinion that said that is in regards to the din of Sukkah, you're mechuyev to sit in the Sukkah, so not only are you mechuyev to sit in the Sukkah, Baruchei Nami Bevarchinon, that not only do you sit in the Sukkah, but you actually make the bracha of Leishev Basukkah. Laman di Omar, according to Rav Yochanan, however, who says the Omar Shmini L'Zeh L'Zeh, says that we consider Shmini Atzeres like it's the eighth day, so yes, you have to go sit in the Sukkah, as we just pointed out. However, Beruche lo mevarchina, but you don't make a bracha of Leishev Basukkah. So the machlokas isn't whether you sit in the Sukkah or not, the only machlokas between them is do you or do you not make a bracha of Leishev Basukkah. Omar Rav Yosef, says, Nekotu Rav Yochanan Yodach, we paskin like Rav Yochanan. The Rav Huna Bar Bizna, and I'll show you that this is true, because Rav Huna Bar Bizna, the Chol Gedolei Agdar, and all the other Gedolim of his generation, Iklo B'Sukkah B'Shmini, they went and sat in the Sukkah on the eighth day, which was Safek Shvi, which was maybe it really was in Chutz Laretz the seventh day. However, Meisav Habu Yosvei, Beruche Lo Beriche, they sat in the Sukkah on Shmini Yatzeres in Chutz Laretz, but they didn't make the bracha of Leishev B'Sukkah. So Rav Yosef says, take it to the bank. This opinion of Yochanan is how we, in fact, paskin, because all the Gedolei Hador paskin like that. Where it says, Udoma, maybe, Sviruluhu, Kaman Diyamar, maybe, in fact, you can't bring me a raya from what Rav Huna Bar Bizna and all the Gedolei Hador did, because maybe, in fact, they would hold that you don't make a bracha, only because, Kivin Shabiruch Yom Tov Rishon, Shuv Eino Mivarach. Maybe they hold like the Shita that we said earlier, that you only make one brach of Leishev Sukkah, since the mitzvah is a continuous mitzvah, day and night, all the days of Sukkot. Maybe they made the bracha on the first day of Sukkot, and the reason why they didn't make a bracha on the eighth day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Sofek Shmini, Sofek Shvi, was only because they don't make a bracha on the seventh day, on the sixth day, on the fifth day, because they hold like the opinion that says you only make a bracha one time. How do you know that that's not the case? Someone says, no. Rav Yosef said, no. Nekot de Rebbe Yochum Yodach. You can take this to the bank because of what Rav Huna Bar Bizna and the Gedolei Hador did. Because we have a Kabbalah, Gemire. We have a Kabbalah that may afar also, that they didn't actually sit in the Sukkah on the first 7 days. They were out in the afar. Afar is normally translated like out in the swamp. And they didn't have access to a Sukkah for whatever the reason for all those 7 days. Mistama, maybe they were persecuted and they were running away from their enemies. I don't know what the scenario was, but they were out in the afar. Rashi says they were just pasturing their animals. They were taking care of pasturing their animals out there, and they didn't sit in the sukkah all the 7 days of the yontif. So this is what Yosef is saying. You can take it to the bank that Rav Yochanan is right based upon the practice of Rav Huna Bar Bizna and the Chol Gedolei Hador, because you can't tell me that they had already made a bracha in the first 7 days and maybe that's why they didn't make the bracha. That's simply incorrect. Gemire, we have a Kabbalah to Meyafar Asu that they didn't make a bracha one time during the first 7 days. Now they're coming in on the eighth day, and they are in fact obligated to make the bracha if they in fact were obligated to make a bracha, but they sat in the sukkah on the 8th day, suffix 7th day, in Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Atzeres, suffix maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah, and they sat in the sukkah and they didn't make the bracha, therefore, Nekot Biyodcha, the Rav Yochanan. Take Rav Yochanan's opinion to the bank. And that is what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but we don't make a bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah, and we in fact say, Yom Shmini Chag V'Atzeres is it, or whatever nusach that you say, as part of the Kiddush, as part of the davening. And this is a famous machlokas in Klai Yisrael. And the Misnagdim, they follow the opinion that's brought down over here in Shulchan Aruch, that is based upon Meisav Havu Yasveh, everybody agrees that you sit in the sukkah, Baruchi Lo Baruchi, but you don't make a bracha. Whereas the more common custom amongst the Hasidim is maybe that they will make Kiddush on the day of Shmini Atzeres and have a mezonos or something like that in the sukkah, but they eat their meals both on Leil Shmini Atzeres and on lunch of Shmini Atzeres, they eat in the house. So each custom is, of course, based upon great gedolim that follow it, but the more correct custom is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and if somebody doesn't have a strong family custom, so my Rebbeim said that a person should change his custom from not sitting in the sukkah to definitely going and sitting in the sukkah, both Leil Shmini Atzeres and on the day of Shmini Atzeres, and eat the meals in the sukkah based upon this Gemara. Meisav Havo Yosvei, they would sit, Baruchei Lo Baruchei, but they wouldn't make a Leisha Basukkah. With this, we conclude today's shiur.